Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv. On this day in history, May 15, 1971, the Nasdaq stock market officially began operations, forever changing how we track technology and growth companies. Today, we're still seeing those ripples, especially with the latest in artificial intelligence and its global impact. We're covering top headlines from BBC News, NDTV News, NPR Topics, The New York Times, and more. Joining me today to unpack these developments is our reporter, Arohi. Welcome.
Thanks, Arjiv. It's a busy news day, particularly in the world of AI.
Let's jump into AI, starting with cybersecurity. AI agents recently battled humans in a national competition. What were the results?
Experts and students used AI agents to attack and defend networks. The agents performed surprisingly well autonomously, highlighting AI's growing capabilities in both cyber offense and defense.
That's fascinating, but AI also has a darker side. A BBC report from France details an AI vigilante case.
A 66-year-old ex-teacher surrendered after an influencer used AI to impersonate a 14-year-old girl and broadcast their chat. This shows AI's potential for uncovering crime, but also the ethical challenges of digital entrapment.
Indeed, it raises complex questions. And it seems AI is also behind disinformation, with anti-immigration videos traced to overseas actors.
Yes, patriotic, UK anti-immigration social media accounts posting AI-generated videos were traced to Sri Lanka and Vietnam. This shows how foreign actors use AI to create deceptive content, influencing public opinion abroad.
A clear call for media literacy. Shifting to the business of AI, OpenAI just acquired a voice cloning company.
OpenAI purchased Waits.gg, a social network for AI algorithms, known for voice cloning tools. This acquisition signals OpenAI's move into advanced synthetic media, with implications for realistic voice generation and deepfake technology.
Voice cloning opens new frontiers. In the chip market, NVIDIA has a new competitor making waves after its IPO.
Cerebras, an NVIDIA competitor, had a stunning Wall Street debut, underscoring intense demand for AI chips. It highlights the fierce race to develop powerful processors essential for advanced AI, diversifying the market.
The AI chip race is definitely heating up, and Bill Ackman has made a significant bet on Microsoft.
Bill Ackman's Pershing Square Capital Management built a substantial Microsoft stake during Q1's sell-off. He sees it as a strategic bet on Microsoft's continued AI and cloud computing growth, reflecting strong investor confidence.
The financial world is embracing AI. On a global scale, the US and China are reportedly discussing AI safety.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed US and China will discuss AI safety. Both nations fear advanced AI threats but are unwilling to slow development, making these talks crucial for global safeguards without hindering innovation.
A delicate balance. Yet, AI's rise is impacting traditional industries, with Detroit automakers cutting many salaried jobs.
U.S. automakers collectively cut over 20,000 salaried jobs. These reductions are largely due to evolving technological changes, with AI and automation playing a significant role in reshaping the automotive workforce.
And NVIDIA's market cap continues its impressive run.
NVIDIA's market cap recently neared $5.7 trillion, up from $4.7 trillion just last Tuesday. This incredible surge highlights the immense investor confidence and explosive growth in AI infrastructure.
A stark reminder of AI's broader economic effects. Let's turn to the global energy market. China and the U.S. eased the Middle East oil shock.
China and the U.S., as the largest economies, leveraged their market influence to plug supply gaps. This prevented further price spikes amid Middle East tensions, stabilizing global oil prices.
That's significant for stability. Closer to home, India has implemented changes to fuel taxes.
The center imposed an export duty on petrol while cutting taxes on diesel and aviation fuel. This aims to increase domestic fuel availability and manage prices within the country.
And these changes haven't gone unnoticed, with prominent figures commenting on the impact.
Actor and politician Vijay criticized the center, stating the fuel price hike will severely affect poor and middle-class families. His comments reflect public concern over economic pressures on households.
Those concerns are echoed in broader economic forecasts. What's the latest on inflation projections?
Top forecasters predict the inflation rate will hit 6% in the second quarter. A survey suggests the recent surge will worsen over the next several months, increasing pressure on consumers and central banks.
A challenging outlook. Now, a quick look at U.S. legal and political news. The Supreme Court has weighed in on abortion pill access.
The Supreme Court upheld access to the abortion pill mifepristone via telehealth. This decision maintains current patient access, blocking restrictions sought by anti-abortion groups and impacting reproductive health care.
And former President Trump has returned from a state visit to China.
Trump announced multiple trade deals during his China visit. While details are pending, the trip focused on trade relations and potentially de-escalating economic tensions between the two major powers.
Finally, a notable exit from the Federal Reserve.
Steven Miron has exited as a Fed governor, setting the stage for incoming chair Kevin Warsh. Miron shared big ideas with Warsh, suggesting continuity in certain policy approaches during this critical monetary policy transition.
Arohi, thank you for those comprehensive updates. Before we sign off, here's a fascinating fact for you. Did you know that the word robot comes from the Czech word robota, meaning forced labor or drudgery? It was introduced in Karel Čapek's 1920 play RUR, long before modern robotics or AI took shape. A truly prescient term for our technological age. That's all for today's quick news briefing. Thank you for joining us. I'm Arjiv, and we look forward to bringing you more news tomorrow. Good night.